Last week, a horrific climbing accident on Denali's West Buttress route claimed the life of one climber and seriously injured two others. Todd Rutledge is co-owner of Colorado-based Mountain Trip, the company that organized the climb. Of the two guides and four clients on that ascent, four summited the mountain, but on the descent about 800 feet from the top, one climber fell, pulling three others down. I asked Rutledge for an update on the injured climbers, guide Dave Staley and Jeremiah O'Sullivan.
We're still waiting to see how their frostbite injuries heal. I don't have any real definitive update. Frostbite, regrettably, is a kind of wait and see how it heals type of injury.
We hear that Dave Staley's hands were very badly frostbitten. Can you give us any idea of how bad?
Yeah, Dave sustained pretty severe frostbite to his hands, and they're healing, but he's got a long way to go.
His reputation as a guide is unblemished. He's considered one of the finest. So can you tell me a little bit about his background?
Dave came up to the big mountains of Alaska and Canada in the late 70s and joined an expedition to Mount Logan in, I believe, 1979. He started guiding on Denali in 1982 and has pretty much guided continuously up there since then. He's our most senior guide. He's the most senior guide working on the mountain these days.
After the first fall on last Thursday, in which Jeremiah O'Sullivan broke his leg, Staley stabilized Jeremiah O'Sullivan at 19,500 feet and then attempted to reach the lower camp down at, I believe, 17,000 feet. Anyway, they separated at that point. Why was that?
Well, they separated at some point while descending together. They initially began their descent together and got a bit spread out during the descent. The winds weren't that strong that Dave felt they could still launch Chinooks to get Jerry on the upper mountain, but he had to get word out. And the only way he could get word out, because the radio he had wasn't working and the sat phone that he had wasn't working, was to get down and raise the alarm.
It looks like Mr. Niederer might have sustained an injury after the fall. Do we know anything more about his state? Has an autopsy been done?
It's my understanding that an autopsy either has been done or is in the process of being conducted. Both Dave and Lawrence felt that it was very likely that he had sustained a significant injury to his shoulder and side, and this really affected his ability to travel on the upper mountain.
Was this the first death of a Mountain Trip client?
This was the first death of a Mountain Trip client that I would call a climbing accident. Unfortunately, we've had two fatalities in the last 5 years. Both were sudden cardiac deaths in people who you would never fit the profile of being at risk for cardiac death. One being a 21-year-old man, and the other being an older gentleman who was an ultra marathoner and long distance cyclist and extremely fit.
Would your company consider changing any policies as a result of this accident?
We've given that a lot of thought, and I can't think of anything that we could have done differently. You know, it's easy to look back with the clarity of hindsight and change our decision-making, but as we look at the factors that were at play while the events were unfolding, it was a situation in which there were very, very few options open for those climbers.
Mountain Trip co-owner Todd Rutledge, climbing guide Dave Staley suffered serious frostbite injuries, climber Jeremiah O'Sullivan suffered a broken leg along with frostbite, and climber Beat Niederer was killed in that accident last Thursday.